On Thursday, September 15th, FBI agents arrested a former police detective on charges that he raped, sexually assaulted, and kidnapped two women in the 90s. And this was a big deal.
He was known on the street for messing with women that were on the street.
She told me don't ever go around her because he was the devil. She called him a snake.
But it's not over.
It's still not over because he got arrested. He got to get convicted. Roger Gillespie should pay his debt.
I'm Peggy Lowe, and I've been reporting on former Kansas City, Kansas police detective Roger Gillespie and corruption within that department for the past 2 years, which is why I know that these federal charges are just a tiny piece of a decades-long story. In 1994, Roger Gillespie put an innocent man in prison for 23 years.
There was nothing to tie me to this crime. Nothing. They made up the whole entire thing.
And it wasn't until 2017, when that man was exonerated and a list of murdered women appeared, that people in power started to realize how deep this story went.
You understand that we're accusing you of terrorizing Black women in Kansas City, Kansas for decades, correct?
On the advice of my attorney, I invoke my Fifth Amendment constitutional rights.
After I heard about all these women and the things that went on, that was one thing that I was really scared about, because I'm like, this man is a homicide detective. Death is nothing to him.
Her murder was never solved, right?
No.
For decades, Roger Gillespie used his badge to exploit women, and it was an open secret.
They saw this, what he did, right before their eyes. And the common refrain was, well, that's Roger being Roger.
But there were people in Kansas City, Kansas, who tried to sound the alarm. It's just that not enough people listened. Overlooked is a new investigative podcast from KCUR Studios and NPR's Midwest Newsroom, where we're going to dive into the whole story.
So the FBI said he might be connected to the murders of how many people?
Girl, they said a lot.
And meet the people leading this movement, demanding justice and accountability.
Rhonda Tribune, whose family is here with us today. She was murdered on October 8th, 1998.
My sister can't speak, none of the women can speak, so we have to be their voice. We have to be their voice.
Overlooked. Coming soon. Subscribe now.